And of course, we've got Dr. Peter Glidden from criticalhealthnews.com with us. This is our final hour, so we'll take your calls and talk more about your health right here on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back, Dr. Peter Glidden with us. And again, the toll-free number, not to get on the air, but to ask questions, 1-855-949-7234. Peter, panic attacks, can they be fixed with supplementation?
Well, panic attacks, you know, generally speaking, happen because there's some type of stressor, an original stressor, right? A lot of war veterans come home when they have panic attacks. So just like with any other stress, you want to strengthen the body as much as is humanly possible, right? So if you have strong bones and strong joints, it's going to take more physical exertion to hurt your bones or joints. If you have strong lungs and strong heart, it's going to take more physical stress to hurt them. So when we're dealing with anybody that has panic attacks, we need to support and strengthen the central nervous system and the brain. And we do that with the fundamental 90 essential nutrients and a diet that's high in cholesterol and, interestingly enough, extra calcium, because calcium deficiencies are directly linked to anxiety attacks.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
And so when you give people calcium, absorbable calcium, and this is really important because most over-the-counter calciums are about 15% bioavailable. I did a study once that I took a 30 nutritional supplements. I didn't take them, actually. I went to a health food store. I wrote down what their ingredients were, and I did a calculation. And for most over-the-counter nutritional supplements, in order to get the requisite amount of calcium in your body, you need to take like 25 to 35 capsules a day. Most people take 3. There's a big misunderstanding here. Remember, it's not what you swallow, it's what you absorb. And our fundamental message here is that everybody needs nutrition. Everybody is nutritionally deficient because the stuff is not in our food. So our recommendation, one healthy body start pack, one bottle of plant-derived minerals per 100 pounds of body weight per month. See how you feel. Take the acid test. The proof of the pudding is in the eating. And then if you have a heart condition, there's extra stuff you can take. If you have panic attacks, there's extra stuff you can take. And in this case, it would be extra calcium, extra essential fatty acids, and a diet high in cholesterol.
What do you think of genetically modified foods?
Well, the research has been done. Even the World Health Organization has shown that genetically modified corn and genetically modified soy is directly, not indirectly, directly related to increased incidences in 4 different types of cancer: bladder cancer, kidney cancer, thyroid cancer, and something else I can't remember. So there's a direct link there between genetically modified corn and genetically modified soy. So if it's happening in those two foodstuffs, then we could extrapolate that it's probably happening in others. You're not going to want to mess with Mother Nature in that regard. And this is one of the problems with conventional medicine and, you know, conventionally trained scientists. They think that they're smarter than Mother Nature. They don't really have any respect for Mother Nature. Medical doctors are trained in a reductionistic method of treatment, and reductionism argues that if it can't be measured, it doesn't exist. So to the reductionist, there's no such thing as God. There's no such thing as the soul. The body is a bag of biochemicals waiting to break, and when it does break, it's not the doctor's job to cure it. It's the doctor's job to manage the symptoms with drugs. These are the people that are delivering our medicine. This is a problem. So when you try to outthink Mother Nature, when you try to mess with Mother Nature, you're going to have unintended consequences. This is another reason why everybody is sick.
I am amazed at how the human body utilizes minerals from this planet. It's almost as if we're a machine and we need all this. It's just like everything works together. It's amazing.
Well, this opens up a really nice doorway to, you know, a conversation about metaphysics and esoteric. Where did we come from? What are we doing, and where are we going, and what's the relationship between the human body and Mother Earth and the whole thing, right? And holistic physicians argue that the human body is a part of the biosphere, and furthermore, that the human body is inhabited by a spiritual presence. whatever it is that brings light to the eyes of the living, and whatever it is that leaves the body at the moment of death. And by the way, when the soul leaves the body at the moment of death, the body starts to decay. Well, if the body is just a bag of biochemicals, then why does it decay? What's the difference? Well, there's no more soul force in the body. And holistic physicians argue that the soul force brings intelligence to play here, that our bodies are intelligent and they're smart. For goodness sakes, George, our bodies grew themselves all by themselves from a tiny single cell into us, and there are millions, literally, millions of biochemical processes that are happening in your body right now outside of your conscious control. Conventional MDs argue that that's just all evolution and biochemistry and, you know, it's a biochemical fiat. Holistic physicians argue, no, there's intelligence at play here. There's an intelligence at play. And so the holistic mantra is the body has the ability to fix itself. The body wants to fix itself. The body is attempting to fix itself. So my job as a naturopathic physician and in the context of what I'm doing with Critical Health News is to provide information about medical nutrition that people can use. This is foundation holistic medicine. The body must be nutrified. The body can't make calcium. The body can't make vitamin C. The body can't make omega-3 essential fatty acids. These things have to be imported into
That's
the
amazing.
Body every day.
I wish
so
we could
that
make it.
It can work.
Let's go back to the phones now, west of the Rockies. Ernesto in San Diego. There you go, Ernesto. Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much. It's an honor, and thank you for all the information you provide us. I had a question after the doctor was mentioning gluten and wheat. What about the protein that is in rice? And I guess I would add in quinoa as well, as I've heard that that has a complete protein. Thank you so much.
Okay, very good. Go ahead, Peter.
Yeah, we love quinoa. It's what the Aztec Empire was, you know, built upon. Quinoa, I think, is one of the best grains anybody can eat. Arguably, rice is as well. It's very easy to become allergic to food, but I'm not aware of anybody that's allergic to rice. And if you combine rice and beans together, that's a complete protein. Quinoa all by itself is a complete protein. So if you are of the vegetarian ilk, then quinoa or rice and beans together in the same meal is an excellent protein source.
So that's thumbs up to that, huh?
Big thumbs up.
I love it. I love it. For people who are having trouble emotionally.
Yeah.
And some of them have been prescribed prescription drugs. Dr. Peter Breggin, our resident psychiatrist, hates prescribed prescription drugs. What do you recommend for people like that who need to calm down?
Well, yeah, a lot of people need to calm down. What's recommended there is the fundamental 90 essential nutrients plus extra calcium and extra essential fatty acids and a diet high in cholesterol. Our basic message here is everybody needs the 90 essential nutrients. And then if there's a central nervous system problem, like, you know, somebody's too stressed out all the time, well, we need to give them central nervous system support. That's easy to do. We do a diet high in cholesterol and extra essential fatty acids. If somebody has a bone and joint problem, well, we give them extra bone and joint support, extra minerals, extra calcium, extra glucogel. Somebody has a heart problem, we give them extra heart support, and that would be in the form of antioxidants and resveratrol and proanthocyanidins and herbs that are good for the heart. So really, this is kind of like one-stop shopping. This is foundation medical nutrition for the masses here. And once you understand the fundamentals, it's really, really pretty easy. I mean, for goodness sakes, if people are smart enough to pass the driver's license test and they're smart enough to know the simple steps to take to support their body's ability to be healthy.
Some people can pass the test. Let's go to Rick in New York. Hey, Rick, is it starting to snow out there yet?
Not yet. They're saying it's going to happen on Saturday.
Oh, boy. Here
if
you
we're
go.
Lucky, it might blow a little bit south of here, but if you live in Washington, head for the hills.
Look out. You got that.
Really, they're going to get basted. At any rate, I wanted to speak to the doctor that's there.
Yep, he's here.
Yeah, you are amazing, my friend. I wish there was a way you could tell the general populace and communicate what you just said about the soul, that whole stuff. If they knew that, 50% of their problems would be over. But anyway, getting back to why I called, I have hypothyroidism, right? So I went on a nutrition program where I took, you know, selenium and a bunch of other stuff. And I took iodine also. I had a TSH of 11 when I started the thing. And I took all these things. Went back 3 months later, had another blood test. The TSH came in as 24.
Yeah.
So I went to an endocrinologist.
Yeah.
He did a whole bunch of tests. He said, yes, you do have hypothyroidism, but you have a very particular type of thyroidism called Hashimoto's syndrome.
Oh, yeah.
I said, what's that? He says, like the others, and the stuff that you're taking is all good, he said, but whoever told you to take this iodine is a bad thing. With most hypothyroid conditions, iodine is very helpful. But in Hashimoto's syndrome, like the person that wrote in before, it's like trying to extinguish a fire by putting gasoline on it.
Right.
It exacerbates the condition tremendously.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to say that because I heard everything you've been saying is right spot on. I agree with it 100%. But when you said that, I figured that guy's listening and he starts like dosing the iodine like crazy. He could put himself in a bad place if he's not under, you know, physician's guidance like an endocrinologist.
Well, you're hired. You're absolutely right. I don't think that he mentioned that he did have Hashimoto's, right? So.
Yeah, because I heard George say it. That's what caught my attention.
Okay, so there you go.
My ears.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Another thing that you should just be aware of is that the TSH is really not a good test to be able to assess the function of the thyroid. It's a really bad test. You could measure your TSH every hour of the day, and it would be up, it would be down, it would be up, it would be down, it would be all over the place, and it's really a bad, outdated, old-fashioned test. The better test, free T3 and free T4. And interestingly, I would counsel you to go see a chiropractor and get a lateral x-ray of your neck to check for the cervical curve, because most people with an underactive thyroid have a reverse cervical curve or a military neck where the curve isn't there at all. And so if the curve of your neck isn't the way that it should be, the nerves that are coming out of your spinal cord that innervate the thyroid are going to be funky. And so an interesting strategy here is for an underactive thyroid to just make sure that the curve of your neck is correct. And if it's not, then a good chiropractor can give you exercises that you can do on a regular basis. Put the curve back, and when you do that, baby, you're off to the races.
Indeed, indeed. Next up, we go to Karen in Doyle, California. Hello, Karen. Thanks for calling.
Hi, George. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Thank you, Dr. Group. I have a quick comment. I'm starting to save my wood ash for the garden come this spring.
Perfect.
And I would like to know, now, the man that created, he's not a doctor, but he has the Dr. Vita vitamins. He had his vitamins tested somewhere in California. He said it's one of the best places, and they'll tell, you know, how good it is, or if you're buying garbage. Does Dr. Group or you, George, happen to know the name of that company in California? And I can take my answer off the air. I'd sure like to call them, write them, or email them.
I'm sure we can find that lab. What about you, Peter? Do you know of any testing place?
Well, there are a number of different testing labs in the country. Off the top of my head, no, I'm not aware. But the one thing that I do want to tell the caller is, no kidding, I've been doing this clinically for 27 years. And as a naturopath, I have access to nutraceuticals made by really high quality nutritional supplement companies you can't get as a layperson. You can only get them if you're a doctor. And that's what I was using before I met Dr. Wallach, and I started using Youngevity. And I have to tell you, Youngevity's nutritional supplements produce better results. So if I were you and I was going to spend hard-earned out-of-the-pocket money on nutritional supplements to see whether or not they really worked, then I would try Youngevity's first, because in my clinical experience, they work best.
Lots of science behind this, Peter.
Oh, tons of science. That's all that it is. I mean, Wallach's been published over 72 times. You imagine that? There's no other naturopathic physician in the world that's been published that much. And most people that do research, they just do research. Well, not Dr. Wallach. Dr. Wallach did helps patients on a regular basis. He helps patients on a regular basis, and very few physicians do that, which is why his therapeutics are so effective is because they're based on science-based and clinically verified.
And he doesn't stop. He travels all the time.
Oh, my God. He's like a force of nature. I can't believe it. Can you believe what he does?
Oh, he's everywhere. Let's go to Sarasota Springs, New York. Mel's with us now. Hi, Mel. Good morning to you.
Good morning, yes. The previous caller, she was mentioning about her wood ash. I have a neighbor who heats with wood. And I've been using, collecting his wood ashes because he's just been throwing them out for the garbage pickup. So I've been collecting his, but I've been throwing mine on the garden as of right now, even though there's a thin layer of snow and the ground is frozen. Perhaps should I save them for the spring, or should I just spread them as they are now?
Well, it's a good strategy to put wood ash on your garden in order to neutrophy the soil, because the wood ash is, 99.99% minerals, right? But you have to understand, the only minerals that are in the ash are the minerals that were in the soil that plant was growing.
And if that soil's deficient,
then you don't have all the minerals that you do. So you're going to have some minerals, right? And this is our strategy here. In order to be sure, like our insurance policy here, is just take the supplement. Because we've done all the heavy lifting for you. We've concentrated them. We've purified them. They're organic. They're plant-based. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. There's no guesswork. And then everything else that you have, for instance, from the garden would be value added. And that's a really good strategy for a long, healthy life.
How many people you think, if we did a poll, Peter, how many people generally would say they have some kind of affliction, some ailment, something
wrong? Over 18 years of age, I would say over
90%. 90%?
Everybody's got something. But the problem is that because everybody's got something, when the average person on the street looks around, they think that that's just life because, son of a gun, everybody's got it. So it just must be, life. Come along, that must just be what happens here on planet Earth, and it's not. It's what happens when you're in an under-nutrified body, and it's what happens when you are unwittingly eating the wrong food all of the time, but because everybody is under-nutrified, and everybody is eating the wrong food all of the time, everybody is sick. Everybody is symptomatic, and this is the new normal, and this is the only reason that my profession exists. It's the only reason that longevity exists, because it works. It produces results, for goodness sakes. You take the stuff, you feel better. Why? Because you're nutritionally deficient. You didn't know you were nutritionally deficient. You got used to mediocrity. So for goodness sakes, try the supplements. Ladies and gentlemen, try the supplements. Buy a Healthy Start Pack right now. One Healthy Body Start Pack 2.0 liquid, one bottle of plant-derived minerals. Take it every day for 30 days and tell me how you feel.
Cancer doesn't seem to stop at any age, but it seems like a lot of people, when they get into their 60s, Peter, if they get cancer, those are the ages that get it. Is that pretty accurate?
Well, the older that you get, from our point of view, the more run down you get and the more nutritionally deficient you get. And if we go back to the metaphor of the automobile, it's easy to see. I mean, if you never tuned the automobile up, never tuned it up, you never put transmission fluid in it, you
Precisely.
Never put the oil in it, the longer that you drove it, the older that it got, the worse it would get. And, life is a great big bowl of stress. There's bacterial stress, viral stress, radiation, pollution, crap in the air, crap in the food, crap in the water.
It's everywhere. Peter,
right?
We're going to take this break. We'll come back, finish up. Final segment, criticalhealthnews.com, 1-855-949-7234. And we're back with Dr. Peter Glidden, criticalhealthnews.com, and we'll take your final calls. Peter, Donna writes, what do you do with atrial fibrillation, which is a rapid heartbeat? One thing I would recommend, here's the novice, you've taught me, magnesium. What do you think?
Yeah, there you go. So we have in my clinical practice, I have 100% success rate with AFib, and we believe that AFib is caused by pressure to the nerve root that comes out of the spinal cord that goes to the heart to make it beat. The medical doctors have no idea what causes it, and so their cure is to kill you. And I'm not parsing my words. Their cure is something called cardioversion. They put you on a table, shock your heart.
Oh, my God.
Make it stop so you're dead. Wait 5 seconds. Shock it again. Wake you up. Hope that the heart
beats and hope normally. It starts again. Oh.
Yeah, and I'm the quack. So we believe that this illness is caused by undiagnosed degenerative disc disease in the spine. So we give ice 10 minutes on, 15 minutes off, 10 minutes on, 15 minutes off, 10 minutes on, 15 minutes off until it stops. Ice applied between the shoulder blades. You can also do Youngevity's CM cream topically. It's an anti-inflammatory cream. We want to cool down the nerve root, and then when the heart resumes its normal beat, we give cartilage support, right, for the intervertebral discs, and we do that with extra glucogel, extra calcium, and extra plant-derived minerals. Bada bing, bada boom.
I have had a couple bouts in my life with the fibrillation, and I found that slow, deep breaths make it go away, too. How come?
It can. Slow, deep breaths can make it go away. Eating foods that you're allergic to can also aggravate it. But I would, if you've had this a couple times, George, then, you know, you are a candidate for somebody who needs bone and joint support. So if I were you, I would take the good herbs, bone and tissue support, and some glucogel, add that to your daily program and see what happens.
Very good. Next up, let's go to, whose turn might it be? It is Paulette in Hollywood, California, first-time caller. Hello, Paulette. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm calling in. I'd like to speak to the doctor about an infection. I have a badly infected lower leg. This has been going on for too long. It's like for almost 3 months now. Yeah. I've been to 5 doctors, 2 hospitals.
Yeah.
They all say that it's cellulitis, and I've gone through 4 strong antibiotics.
Yeah.
No change. So then I went to my health food store and went through a bottle of colloidal silver.
Yeah, which one? Do you remember what type?
It was 500 ppm, I think.
Yeah, okay.
I don't remember the
brand.
All right,
how much of that did you take every day?
First I started with about 2 tablespoons, one in the morning, one in the evening. Then I went to 1 teaspoon every 2 hours.
Yeah, and that did nothing, huh?
No.
Do you have any other health conditions like colitis or irritable bowel syndrome or anything like that?
No. I had fall, but there was also a baby black widow in my bedroom.
Ouch.
So I'm not sure. It's
very painful. What's your current body weight?
I weigh about 104.
Okay, so here's what I would do if I were you, and I would do this full force for 21 days in a row. You ready?
Yes.
All right, number one, go to Critical Health News, please, and download the sheet for the 10 bad foods and stop eating those foods immediately. You have to stop eating those foods immediately, number one. Number two, order, please, 1, Healthy Body Start Pack, 1, Healthy Body Start Pack 2.0, 1, Plant-Derived Minerals, 1 bottle of Killer Biotic, 1 bottle of EFA Plus, 1 bottle of EFA Plus, and 1 bottle of glucogel at the 240 count. 1 bottle of glucogel at the 240 count. Take those every day for 21 days. Eliminate the 12 bad foods and see what happens. You need immune support. And to strengthen the immune system, you need the 90 essential nutrients and the other stuff that I recommended. We need to give the skin a little bit of extra support here, too, because you have cellulitis, which is a problem in the skin, right? So we give foundation medical nutrition, then a little extra skin support and a little extra immune support. And our intention here is to upregulate your immune system so that it can fight the infection on its own without necessitating the use of antibiotics, which, by the way, Mr. Norrie, are failing us. And antibiotic-resistant bacterial infections are going to be the next big deal.
Jeez. Okay, hey, good luck. Let's go next to Tom in Hernando, Mississippi, east of the Rockies. Tom, welcome to the program. You're up with us.
Yes, I've got a lot of things that's going wrong with me.
Join the club, man. Conventional medicine, another, victim of conventional medicine. It's a travesty here.
Yeah, I'm taking 13 different medicines a day.
Yeah, 13 different meds. And this in the United States of America in the 21st century. We're supposed to have the best health care, and we don't. because your medical doctor may be the nicest person that God ever created, but your medical doctor is not trained in healthcare. They're trained in disease management. There's a gigantic difference between the two. While you've been under their care, your health is getting worse and worse and worse, and it's a problem, man. I'm sorry to hear it.
Yeah, I've got mycobacterial avium complex.
Oh, you did. How did you get that?
I have absolutely no idea. It's an airborne.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with it. Are you a chicken farmer or anything like that?
No.
Okay. What's your current body weight?
105.
Okay, 105. So here's, and now, how is this affecting you? Are you having problems breathing?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Is it harder to breathe in or harder to breathe out?
Well, it's harder to breathe out.
Yeah, okay. So here's what I would do as an experiment for 4 weeks. You're going to have to write quickly. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Healthy Body Start Pack 2.0 liquid. You need one of those. It's a Healthy Body Start Pack 2.0 liquid. You need one of those. You need one bottle of plant-derived minerals, one bottle of plant-derived minerals, two bottles of EFA+, like Edward Francis Albert, EFA+, two bottles of EFA+, and four bottles of a Good Herbs Respiratory Support Formula. It's a Good Herbs Respiratory Support Formula. That's, oh, plus the Killer Biotic, I'm sorry, one bottle of Killer Biotic, one bottle of Killer Biotic. I also want you to go to eBay or someplace and get a nebulizer, buy a nebulizer, and then go to the health food store, get some over-the-counter colloidal silver, put the colloidal silver into the nebulizer, and breathe that in for 10 minutes three times a day. Breathe in the nebulized colloidal silver for 10 minutes three times a day. My favorite colloidal silver over the counter is called Sovereign Silver. Sovereign Silver. You can find that at most health food stores. That's what I would do, plus eliminate the 12 bad foods. The intention here, Mr. Mississippi, is to give your body the raw materials it needs to be strong and healthy, to have a strong and healthy immune system and strengthen the lungs. We need to give you strengthening nutrients because your body sorely needs them. I would be very interested to hear what happens to you. Please give us a call back in about 4 weeks with a report. I'll look forward to it.
How long did it take you to learn all this, Peter?
Well, you know, with Wallach, you know, I've been doing this for 27 years, right, as a naturopathic physician.
Okay.
I've been mentoring with Wallach for 6 years, and, you know, it rubs off on you, George.
It does. He's good. Katie in Wichita, Kansas. Hey, Katie, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Hi, you guys are great. And Dr. Joel Wallach is freaking amazing. I love that guy.
He's a guy.
I know he is.
I was recently discovered that I was misdiagnosed 8 years ago with ADHD when I most likely had bipolar disorder.
Yeah.
That's an easy
mistake to make.
What?
It's an easy mistake to make diagnostically.
Yeah. But throughout time, I became so severely addicted to the medication to treat ADHD, Adderall, that I hit rock bottom a few days ago, and it's just ruined my life, Adderall has.
Yeah.
So I'm currently seeking treatment to get off of it, so...
All right, well, here's one thing that you need to know about drugs, right? And remember, it's not the drug, it's how it's used. Well, I'm not opposed to drugs. Thank God for Novocaine, for goodness sakes. But when you take a drug into the body, it works by pushing your metabolism around. It upregulates this, it downregulates that, it plays with your metabolism, and your metabolism is made out of the 90 essential nutrients. So the longer that you're under the influence of a prescription drug, even if it's a correctly prescribed drug, your nutrients become less and less and less and less. That's why the drugs stop working. So the blood pressure medicine stops working. They need to add a second and then a third, or they need to up the dose. Why? Because you're nutrient deficient. Why? Because the drugs burned it out of your body. So whenever anybody is addicted, right, to prescription medications, you must supplement. You must supplement. And we would also argue that one of the reasons that people become addictive in the first place is because you're craving something. And remember the metaphor of the rancher and the cows, right? You mineralize the cow's body, they don't crave anything. You take the minerals away, they crave things. So one of the first things that we do when we are helping people with any type of an addiction is to give them extra minerals. And because of this particular drug that you've been taking, you also need extra B vitamins like baby. So here's what I would give you to start with. You know what I'm going to say, right? One healthy body start pack, 2.0 liquid, everybody gets that. One bottle of plant-derived minerals, everybody gets that. You, however, would need 3 bottles of plant-derived minerals a month. 3 bottles of plant-derived minerals a month. And for the B vitamins, Youngevity has an excellent product called De-Stress, like, you know, detoxify, De-Stress. So 1 bottle of De-Stress, 3 bottles of plant-derived minerals, and 1 healthy body start pack, 2.0 liquid. I'd also get 1 bottle of the Beyond Osteo FX liquid calcium, and I would take a 1 ounce of the calcium and a little bit of orange juice immediately before bed. That's what I would do for 4 weeks, plus eliminate the 12 bad foods. Keep your fingers crossed. See how you do.
How much of feeling good is emotional feeling good as opposed to the physical end?
Well, that's a really interesting question. Now, I've been struggling with blood sugar issues for a long time before I met Dr. Wallach. Didn't know what to do about it, right? Borderline type 2 diabetic. And I would go through periods during the day when I was just depressed. Didn't want to talk, unmotivated, didn't want to go to work, didn't want to do anything. It was like a big cloud was hanging over my head. I thought, you know, it was emotional, but it wasn't. It was physiological. So I met Wallach, I neutrified my body, I took care of my blood sugar, and it all went away. So sometimes, right, it is emotional. Sometimes it is a psychological stress. That stuff is very real. But you can't ever know. You know, is it the which came first, right, the chicken or the egg? The only way that you can know is to make sure that your body is nutrified to the maximum amount every day, and then you're much more able to handle all the stress of life, including emotional stress.
Let's take some final calls as the clock ticks now. Lee is in Anaheim, California. Lee, go ahead.
How you doing, George Norrie?
Good, Lee. Thank you.
Yeah, I got a couple of questions for a doctor. I have sleep problems and lack of energy and have a hard time like concentrating and focus. It's like like it's a cloud over me draining
right.
my energy.
Has he got apnea, Peter?
Well, you know, I'm not sure. We believe sleep apnea is a physician-created disease. The only people that sleep apnea bothers are the people that they're sleeping with. Some people that are on the CPAP machine, they actually do feel better in the morning. That's because they have a circulation problem, not really a sleep apnea problem. But I have to tell you, caller, that the most reported, the main reason that people go to the doctor is because they don't have enough energy. That is the major reason that people go to the doctor. They don't have enough energy. And what does the doctor do? Don't know what to do because that's really outside of their wheelhouse. Our mantra is, your body needs the 90 essential nutrients to function the way that nature and God intended it, which is to have normal amounts of energy as you go down the road. So before you even think about, you know, eating 5 small meals a day or changing your diet one way or the other, the first thing you need to do is just nutrify, brother. Just give your body the nutrients it needs appropriate for your body weight. Do that for 4 weeks and see how you feel. That's the first step. There might be a second or a third step, but the first step is to nutrify. So, 1 healthy body start pack, 2.0 liquid, 1 bottle of plant-derived minerals, and I would also take some extra de-stress. I take 1 bottle of de-stress a month. That's 1 healthy body start pack, 2.0 liquid, 1 bottle of plant-derived minerals per 100 pounds of body weight per month, and 1 extra bottle of de-stress a month. Eliminate the 10 bad foods. See what happens.
And again, if you lose some of this information, you can go to criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call the information number at 1-855-949-7234. And they really do a great job, Peter. They're not doctors, but they sure help out.
Yeah, and this is Dr. Wallach's, you know, mission, right? It's a grassroots coalition of the informed. Again, this is not hard stuff. It might sound kind of complicated to new people listening, but it's really not. And the people that are actively involved with the Youngevity Health really can help you to a remarkable amount to really know what to do, what to take, how to take it, and honestly, how to get it at the wholesale price, right? It's a coalition of the concerned, and I'm proud to be a member.
Let's go to Ed in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hi, Ed. Go ahead, sir.
Appreciate you taking the call. Hey, listen, guys. I have the same thing that killed Glenn Frey, complications of rheumatoid arthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis. That's what basically, it's an autoimmune disorder, which caused me to go blind some years back. And but what I'm trying to find out is, it kind of shocked me when I heard Glenn Frey died of, you know, complications of rheumatoid arthritis. I've been treated for it with Remicade infusions every 2 months now for the last 2 years. I came down with it, well, actually 3 years. I came down with it after my wife died. And I'm telling you, it's the most god-awful pain you could ever experience. I didn't know there was that much pain on the face of the earth. But anyways, the Remicade is keeping it under control, but it's also starting to create a heart problem.
Oh, boy.
That's right.
Yeah. So
because the Remicade is not curing the problem. The Remicade is managing the problem.
And one of his friends, one of Glenn Frey's friends today, felt that the drugs he was taking, not illegal, but the drugs he was taking contributed to his death.
Yeah, I talked about that on my radio show. I did a 10-minute rant the day after he died. He was one of my song heroes, my music heroes.
Oh,
I was
great.
Really upset when I heard that. And he's absolutely right. The drugs that they take weaken the immune system. They cause colitis, which he also had. And I'm going to bet that he developed a bacterial infection while he was in the hospital being treated for this stuff.
I think you're right.
So incapacitated that's what killed him. So,
40 seconds left. Peter, go ahead.
So we don't think rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune disease. The medical doctors, we are at loggerheads with them. So what we do when we're up against a bone and a joint issue is give the body bone and joint nutrients. Kind of makes sense, and we stop eating food that's coming up the works. So go to criticalhealthnews.com, eliminate the 10 bad foods, and go to Youngevity. Call the number here, talk to a Youngevity representative, and get the Youngevity Healthy Body Bone and Joint Pack. One healthy body bone and joint pack, one bottle of plant-derived minerals per 100 pounds of body weight per month. Do that for 90 days. You're going to have to do that for 90 days. One healthy body bone and joint pack, one bottle of plant minerals per 100 pounds of body weight. Do that for 3 months. See how you do.
Peter, thank you so much. Great information. CriticalHealthNews.com or 1-855-949-7234. Up next, Spirit Guide Messages. Here we go.